This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Moran joins us live in studio. He is chairman of the House Democratic Caucus and a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, representing Alexandria City and Fairfax County. And we're honored to have him with us. You are in town for a big event tonight, right?
There's a rally this evening at the University of Virginia. And so I'm pleased to be with you again, Coy.
Nice yeah, glad show. You're here. Yeah. The Student Activities Building will host the event tonight on Alderman Road. If you are interested in heading out there, there'll be a number of speakers. And this is a pre-election, election eve rally. And it is, again, on Alderman Road. I believe that's part of Scott Stadium, the Student Activities Building out there by Scott Stadium. So plenty of parking, and you'll be there. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight.
It is. There's so much excitement. And, you know, the movement, the Barack Obama movement, he's inspired so many people. Really, every campaign tries to reach out and get young people involved. Frankly, young people have been involved with Barack Obama since the beginning. They're the ones who have generated so much interest around Barack Obama. And so it's great to conclude the election season at the University of Virginia with the young people who, frankly, have started it all.
Brian, you have been spent the last few weeks, I'm sure, if not months, moving around Virginia. You've been all over the place. What are you seeing and what are you hearing?
Right. I have been all over the place. Small towns, big cities, the exurbs, the farming communities, subdivisions. And I've just been so impressed with the Barack Obama organization. They have offices in every area of the Commonwealth. And you can go to the Shenandoah Valley in Harrisonburg. There's an office with activity. Of course, here in Charlottesville, but also Danville, Martinsville, Clintwood in the great Southwest. It's an amazing thing to see. So many people have gotten involved in the campaign. And Democrats, Republicans, all Americans should be so excited and proud that we will have record turnout, that so many people have become involved in this election. They recognize the importance of the president, the next president of the United States, because we do indeed face so many challenges domestically as well as globally. And so I'm just so pleased that, and I think everyone should be proud of the level of engagement and involvement by Americans this election season.
Now, we're talking with Brian Moran, chairman of the House Democratic Caucus, is in town for an event tonight at the University of Virginia. Does the place of Virginia in this year's election, who knew Virginia was swingable, number one, but not only is it a swing state, but all of America is watching Virginia tomorrow night when those polls close at 7, because all the pundits are saying if Virginia goes for Obama, it's over.
It's a nice place to be.
It's almost impossible for McCain to win if Virginia does indeed go for Obama. So everybody's going to be watching tomorrow night. They're going to be watching Florida, Georgia, North Carolina,
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. But Virginia,
in
number
Virginia,
one.
Virginia, the polls close at 7. Tell all your listeners, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., please vote. It is an exciting place to be, a battleground state. We've had so much activity. Barack Obama himself has come in 11 times. Joe Biden has come in numerous times. Surrogates have come in. He's concluding the election in Virginia,
yeah.
in Manassas,
yeah.
this evening.
Isn't that amazing?
He started it in Bristol, out in the great Southwest. So here's someone who has come time and time again to Virginia, recognizing the importance of Virginia and recognizing that it was fertile soil. That, in fact, Democrats have been changing Virginia over a number of years now. You look at our efforts in the governorship. Mark Warner, then Tim Kaine, Jim Webb, our historic gains in the General Assembly. So Virginia Democrats have been changing. Of course, you have to start with the candidate. As one, you know, I serve as the chair of the Democratic Caucus, and I recruit candidates as one of my responsibilities. You have to start with a candidate. You have to have a good candidate, regardless of campaign organization or message. Barack Obama is an extraordinary candidate, He's inspiring young and old, rich and poor. He's an amazing intelligent, charismatic, inspirational figure. And then you have, I'd say, the third factor in all of this, in addition to the tremendous candidate, in addition to Democrats changing Virginia, George Bush's policies over the last 8 years. People really are concerned that we've had indifference, we've had incompetence for 8 years in the administration. It is time for a change. It's time to end Washington politics as usual, bring a fresh perspective, some new leadership to that office. So I think with Bush's unpopularity as well as those other factors, Virginia is poised to vote for Barack Obama for president.
We're talking with Delegate Brian Moran live in studio, and he's in Charlottesville tonight for a big pre-election rally at the University of Virginia. That's tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the Student Activities Building near Scott Stadium, and Brian will be speaking there about 6:30. Brian, what do you say to the folks who truly believe in their heart, and these are good people, but they believe or have been made to believe by whatever media or research that they've gotten into, that Barack Obama is a threat to the country and that America won't be safe. And, well, it's a long list of stuff that the McCain campaign and their surrogates have been saying to people over the last few months.
Well, I'd direct them to the economic crisis and in Barack Obama's response. You remember we had this horrible economic crisis. Banks were closing. Wall Street was crashing. What did John McCain do? John McCain suspended his campaign, rushed back to Congress to help Republicans pass the bailout. Turns out he was unsuccessful doing that. It was sort of an erratic, impulsive move on John McCain's part. What did Barack Obama do? Supposedly this freshman, inexperienced individual, he called upon the experts in the field, Warren Buffett, Rubin, Volcker, people who had tremendous amount of experience and knowledge in economics and how the American economy works. He called on those people to advise him and assist him, and he was cool and calm throughout that crisis. I think he demonstrated steady leadership, and that's what we need right now. We need a steady hand, both in foreign policy, whether we're in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a fight against terrorism, as well as this economic crisis, and get our economy back on track. So I would ask people, look at what Barack Obama has done over these several months in terms of his campaign, but also how he responded to that economic crisis. I think he demonstrated true leadership. He was in who he surrounded himself with, who he asked to advise him. It demonstrated a lot to me, and I think most people were very impressed by how he handled it.
A communist that pals around with terrorists?
Yeah. Some of the rhetoric that has... I think it's a socialist rather than communist.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Communist. You know, they've tried to divide us. The politics of Karl Rove is behind us. What a breath of fresh air on January 20th, 2009, when we swear in a new president. We need that politics of division. You see that happening now with the this campaign and trying to divide us. You know, they've done it here in Virginia with, you know, the real Virginia. You know, there is no, as Barack Obama said, there is no red America, there's no blue America, there is only the United States of America. There is no real Virginia, there is no fake Virginia, there is only the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we all have to come together and face these challenges. And I'm convinced we'll be able to face them and conquer any challenge if we just work together and stop this divisiveness trying to divide people. We need a uniter, and Barack Obama is that uniter.
We are honored to have Delegate Brian Moran live in studio in Charlottesville for an event tonight at the University of Virginia, the Student Activities Building on Alderman Road, an event from 6 to 8 p.m., a Election Eve rally going on there. And also want to let you know a programming note. My interview with Chris Saxman, we spoke to Chris during the break, and that will take place in the next hour. So keep listening. We'll talk with Chris Saxman. Delegate Chris Saxman, co-chair of the McCain campaign here in Virginia. We'll talk to him a few minutes after 5 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Stephen is on the line in Charlottesville. Steve, you're on with Delegate Brian Moran. You go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to collect my thoughts because I am so... One of the things you said is you said that McCain supporters were made to believe. Now, I've come out against Comrade Obama, because, and that's exactly how I feel. I feel his speeches and what he wrote when he was younger are Marxist. I don't see it to be capitalist. I don't see it to be socialist. I see it to be Marxist. And I fear anyone who has Hugo Chavez as a potential ally. The guy wants to meet with him already. I mean, this to me is incredible to me that we're on this precipice and that we're going to elect a man who is untried and has been in the Senate for, what, a year before he started to run. And yet, everybody, I wasn't made to believe this. I can look at what he wrote. And is this Democrat spokesman going to deny what he wrote in his two books?
Steve, thank you for that. And that wasn't Brian Moran, his choice of words. That was my choice of words.
I
apologize for that. I shouldn't have said made to believe. I should have said they have come to believe or they do believe. So,
because
yeah.
I can open a book and see these things?
Right, right. That is what you believe, and that's actually what I meant.
I firmly believe that Barack Obama is a Marxist-Leninist, yes.
A Marxist-Leninist.
Mm. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's get Brian's reaction. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that.
Well, you know, a great deal has been made of his middle-class tax cuts and its redistribution of wealth. I've frankly, as one who owns a small business, I've worked construction. I've worked with Joe the Plumber. Joe the Plumber does not want overburdensome regulations. He doesn't want overburdensome taxation. He just wants a fair shot, a level playing field to achieve the American dream. That's what Barack Obama is talking about. He's talking about investing in education. He's talking about middle-class tax cuts for those making less than $250,000 a year. Our country has been the greatest when the middle class has been able to prosper. It's the middle class that secures our freedom by sending our daughters and sons off to war. It's the middle class who makes our economy grow by buying automobiles and buying homes. I mean, I don't understand why we don't want to rebuild our middle class, the working families of Virginia. And when he's proposing that, he gets called some, you know, names. And I worry. I mean, Eisenhower in the 50s did this. It was Teddy Roosevelt who imposed the income tax, a Republican. I'm concerned with the rhetoric. I just think a strong middle class makes a stronger America.
We're talking with Delegate Brian Moran. We're going to take a quick break, and we also are hearing that Fox News is reporting that Barack Obama's grandmother has passed away at the age of 86 here on the day before the election. That is unconfirmed, but I'm sure we'll have a full report for you from CBS at the top of the hour. A quick break. We're back with more with Delegate Brian Moran after this. It's 53 minutes after 4 o'clock, just about a few minutes before 5. This is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Here on the eve of an historic election here in America, tomorrow we will elect either our first African-American as president or our first woman as a vice president. History, either way you slice it. 13 hours, 6 minutes, and 24 seconds until the polls open here in Virginia. Open from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. all day tomorrow. We're talking with Delegate Brian Moran. He's in town for a rally tonight at the University of Virginia from 6 to 8 o'clock at the Student Activities Building over on Alderman Road near Scott Stadium. My interview with Chris Saxman has been rescheduled until the 5 o'clock hour. We'll look forward to talking to Chris in just a few minutes. And we're getting news now that the Obama campaign has confirmed that Senator Obama's grandmother has died of cancer at the age of 86. Brian Moran live in studio. Brian, thanks again for being here. I know you're very busy, been all over the place doing
traveling.
A lot.
Well, it's been wonderful. I've seen volunteers all over Virginia, people who are really inspired by Barack Obama. They're working diligently to make history in Virginia and put this country back on the right track again, restore our stature internationally, get this economy back on track, and they see Barack Obama as the person that accomplished that, and I agree with them and look forward to a historic day tomorrow.
Well, the phone lines are open at 977-1070, and David, stay with us. We'll be right to you in just a minute. Brian, let me ask you what do you think in the wake of this election, no matter who wins? We're clearly going to be looking at some partisanship because America obviously is still divided. So many of these elections, whether it's the national election or I guess Warner Gilmore is one that there's not too much of a divide, but too much of a 50-50 divide. But so many of these elections, no matter what office it is, are so unbelievably split down the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to reach across the aisle. I would hope Democrats will reach across the aisle. We have to find some common values. We have to find some common solutions. We face many a serious challenge, certainly a fight on terrorism, wars overseas. trying to end our dependence on dangerous dependence on foreign oil. We must become energy independent and pursue clean alternative energy policy. So there are a number of challenges. The economic crisis certainly is first and foremost. I would hope that Democrats, Republicans work together as Americans, and together we can accomplish great things. And frankly, that's what we need to do because we're facing some great problems.
Let's go to the phones. David is on the line in Charlottesville. David, thank you so much for your patience and your call. You're on with Brian Moran. Go right ahead.
Yes, thank you for the call today. I just want to know, how was the number of $250,000 determined that that's going to be where the people are going to take the hit? I mean, if somebody's making that kind of money, there's nothing wrong with that. And typically, when people make that kind of money, they're the ones that are creating the jobs for the people need to have jobs. And if you start taxing that crowd, there two things will happen. Yes, they'll get a check from the redistribution of wealth, but they'll also lose their jobs. And I'd like to hear Mr. Moran comment about that, and I'm going to stay on the line.
David, thank you for the question. And this is a great point because this really needs to be discussed. It's not imposing new taxes. What Barack Obama says, he will eliminate the tax cuts that George Bush passed on those making over $250,000 when he became the president 8 years ago. This would be putting it back to where Bill Clinton had them, and it was previous to George Bush. So this isn't imposing. He's eliminating the tax breaks that were given to those over $250,000. In addition to that, he would reduce taxes on middle-class families making less than $250,000. Now, when President Clinton left, we had a surplus. The economy, the stock market was over 10,000 points. We had a robust economy. Now, if you think borrowing and spending is the answer, I would disagree, and I'm not sure that's where you're going. But we're spending $10 billion a month in Iraq, and we're not paying for it. We're borrowing that money to pay for the war. And what Barack Obama is saying is no longer should those making over 250 have a break that Bush imposed. We've run up $1 trillion deficits. Our children are going to have to work not two jobs but three jobs to pay off this deficit. So I think it's good economic policy, again, to focus on the middle class. They're the ones who work and generate the economy, buy homes, and send their kids to school. And I just think a strong middle class will present a stronger America.
Brian Moran is chairman of the House Democratic Caucus. David, thank you so much for the call. And Carol, sorry we didn't have time to get for you. We're going to have to take a break now for CBS News, local news, and weather. We're back with Delegate Chris Saxman. Brian tonight, of course, speaking at a big rally at the University of Virginia tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Student Activities Building on Alderman Road. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Coy. Great to be here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.